We have before us a study entitled God's Restoration and Provision in the Life of Naomi. I do not think that we can number the number of conferences where studies were done on the Book of Ruth. But there is something extra special about Naomi in this book. We have in the Book of Ruth, and it is interesting, the number, its place in the Scriptures. It's the eighth book of the Old Testament. And we understand the number eight speaks of a new beginning. Well, in Ruth, in the Book of Ruth, we have a new beginning with the people of God. The situation in the days of the judges, every man was doing what is right in his own eyes. We can see those situations even today. And unfortunately, in many ways, this is reflected in the company. But what comes out of that confusion is God bringing a clean thing out of an unclean. And what we can be assured of is that whatever the situation we are in, whatever the confusion, the greatness of the confusion, God is greater. And He is able to bring out of that confusion honor to Himself. Naomi left with her husband the land of bread and praise because of a famine. And God brought her down to the point where she had to admit, I went out full and I have come back empty. God has brought me back empty. God did not give up on her. And we can rest assured that He's not going to give up on any of us. He wants to bring us back to Himself. God is a God of restoration. When Adam and Eve sinned, He provided them coats of skin. God is a God of restoration. When Samson had his hair cut, we read his hair began to grow back because God was seeking to restore him to Himself. And when we read in Nehemiah chapter 3 and verse 1, we read of Eliashib, and I understand his name means God shall restore. God shall restore. God desires to restore His people. And the potter in Jeremiah 18, the potter made again a different vessel as it pleased him. Though the clay was marred in his hand, he made it a different vessel. What we're going to look at in these studies is how God met Naomi where she had gone and brought her back to the point where we learn of Obed, whose name means worship. The Father seeks worshipers, and He seeks them of His own people. And may God help us today as we look at the circumstances, God's chastening hand at each step that He takes with Naomi. May we be challenged to allow Him to take similar steps with us to bring us to a point where we, as true worshipers, can worship the Father in spirit and in truth.